I started writing That's Why We Don't Eat Animals during a time when I was teaching art at an elementary school, and the kids were always so curious about why I was vegan, and I really realized then that there was no book out there written directly for kids that talked about the many reasons why people around the world choose to become vegetarian and vegan. And That's Why We Don't Eat Animals is about the emotional lives of animals, factory farming, the oceans, the rainforest, the environment, and endangered species, all in regards to the foods we eat. And my hope was really to bridge the gap between the animals that children grow up learning to love and the animals that end up on plates.
Hello there, thoughtful viewers. We are glad to have you join us on Vegetarian Elite for the second part of our chat with the gifted author and illustrator, Ruby Roth.
In your YouTube video, you said, "My hope is to bridge the gap between the animals that the children grow up learning to love and the animals that end up on our plates." So far in your book tours, do you feel that you've accomplished this?
Yeah, I actually get a lot of emails from parents telling me the story of how their child decided that they wanted to become vegan or vegetarian, and I've heard that story a couple times where you see that the children are not realizing that those are animals on their plates. And I think when they do realize it, a lot of kids are repulsed by the idea that all these animals that they've grown up, you know, in their books and in the Disney movies, that, you know, all kids love animals. And to realize that that's what's on your plate, a dead animal, is really kind of horrifying to a child.
If we watch young children among animals, they have an innate sympathy and affinity with our fellow earthlings, be it animal companions, insects, or creatures never seen. We discover more and more that children are very perceptive to the suffering of animals. Children are naturally curious and inquisitive, often wanting to know where their food comes from. Should they discover that these adored animals they have grown up with in storybooks have died to become meat on their plates, logically and compassionately, children will develop a distaste.
Your book really tries to make the connection between, okay, the animals that you love and the animals that you eat.
Yeah, I start off my book with pets for that exact reason, because those are the animals that most kids know the best. And when you put it into a context of, well, you love these animals and you take care of these animals, they're the same as all the other animals in the world. That's a great basis to jump off from.
Ruby gives us a sneak peek inside her newly published, well-acclaimed, and much-beloved book, That's Why We Don't Eat Animals.
That's Why We Don't Eat Animals. A book about vegans, vegetarians, and all living things. Written and illustrated by Ruby Roth. Pets. Pets are members of our family. They nuzzle us and we play together. We pet them and we both feel calm. Their love is so powerful that it can even help us heal. They can tell when we feel lonely, just as we can tell when they want dinner. We know each other by heart. All animals deserve the care and protection we give our pets. Pigs. It should be a compliment to be called a pig. Pigs are some of the smartest, cleanest, and most sensitive animals on planet Earth. Free pigs live with their families and friends. Snorting and whistling, they recognize each other's voices from far away. They root for food, wrestle, and play ball in the sun. But they don't sweat like we do to keep cool when they play. They take mud baths to cool off instead. A muddy pig is a wise pig. Proud cows show off. Best friends take walks together, and cows play follow the leader. Herds behave like big families, staying close to each other and even mooing together until a wandering cow finds her way back home.
We're going to enjoy some yummy vegan cookies with our little friends at the Storyopolis bookstore. Stay with us. We'll be right back to read more of Ruby Roth's That's Why We Don't Eat Animals.
You're only 27 years old. That is so inspirational for anyone who's young. And they look at you and you've written a book, so they can really do anything.
I always tell them, you know, you don't have to be big to write a book. I'm certainly not big.
Perhaps not yet a household name, but with her big heart and huge artistic talent, Ruby Roth illustrates the truths about animals and the world around us.
The ocean. Beyond our shores exists another world, an underwater kingdom ruled by ancient and majestic beings. Wise blue whales circle the depths of the Earth's oceans. Their gigantic hearts, each the size of a small car, boom as they glide through the waters. Giant turtles are the great protectors of the ocean's seagrass beds. They keep them healthy for all sea life. Dolphins are brilliant creatures, one of the smartest species on Earth. They speak to each other in a language of clicks and chatter. Although humans live on land, the foods we eat and waste we make affect the ocean and everything in it. Fish. Fish have extraordinary senses. They have quick instincts and delicate nerves. Their bodies can feel nearby fish, food, and objects without even touching them. Fish are a part of the ocean's ecosystem, a giant family of plants and animals. Each group needs the others to keep the whole family alive and healthy. The rainforest. Home to some of our world's most magnificent plants, animals, foods, and medicines, the rainforest is the most powerful and valuable natural resource on Earth. Endangered species. Today, ancient forests, once lush and wild, are slashed and burned down to make room for cattle farms. The fires create pollution and leave animals with no food or shelter. Plants, animals, foods, and medicines are wiped out forever. We must consider how the foods we eat affect the planet.
Cultures around the world, there is a saying that tells us, you are what you eat. When we eat natural foods, we soak up the goodness of the sun, the earth, the roots, and the trees. We grow to be healthier and pay more attention to our choices. While the power of nature can move mountains and make rainbows, the power we have as humans is boundless too. Every day, we have the freedom to change our lives. In fact, when we treat animals respectfully, we practice world peace. That's why we don't eat animals. Thank you guys for listening.
It is with cultural conditioning that most of us eventually separate ourselves from the rest of our fellow co-inhabitants. Books like That's Why We Don't Eat Animals reduce the distance between us and the animals. They show that we are not so different after all. A mother cow loves her calves like our mothers love us. Dolphins circle around youngsters and birthing calves to defend from predators. A hen will even chase away a hawk to protect her little ones. Penguin parents will go without food for months, enduring the freeze just to bring their little ones into the world. The most touching may be animals adopting orphan babies of other species, generously giving of their maternal love without the sense of difference. There are examples such as a crow with a kitten, a cat with a litter of squirrels, and a hen who raised a litter of kittens, and many, many other more examples abound. Fortunately, there are a few books on the subject to to gently inform the youngsters through engaging artwork and heartfelt stories. One example is Benji Beansprout's Don't Eat Meat by Sarah Rudy. The story is about a little boy, Benji, who chooses not to eat animals. He eventually won the respect and support of his friends. Another book by Jules Bass is entitled Herb the Vegetarian Dragon. It's an endearing story of a vegetarian dragon among a band of carnivores who defends his choice not to eat princesses, opting for broccoli instead. Or this liberating tale, 'Twas the Night Before Thanksgiving by Dave Pilkey, that tells of 8 children who saved 8 turkeys from the axe the night before Thanksgiving, so the families and the turkeys give thanks on this favorite American holiday.
Ruby, will you be doing That's Why We Don't Eat Animals saga number 2?
Yes, I'm planning on it. I think the series will be continuing along the vegan lines, but addressing issues such as global warming and further information about endangered species and the other effects that our food has on the planet.
We are excited about the possibilities of Ruby's next book in line after That's Why We Don't Eat Animals. We offer our warm applause and grateful thanks to the beautiful Miss Ruby Roth for being a pioneer in this noble campaign of illuminating children's literature. It is truly inspiring to see books devoted to the subject of respecting animals and our planet with refreshing candor and insight for the children. And now, please stay tuned with us for Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. May your days be bright and wonder-filled with the boundless spirit of carefree youth.
Children respond so greatly and with such excitement to their own empowerment. And when you give them tangible ideas about things that they can choose to do to be healthier or to help save the environment or to help save animals from unbearable conditions, they think about it and they really choose wisely. They choose with a knowing and an instinct unburdened by studies or authority figures or pyramid charts or statistics. They just feel it. You know, if only more adults could trust their instincts the way that children do.
Thank you for the world, and thank you, and thank you for the earth, and thank you for the fish and all the animals. Thank you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VE.